It was Auguste Escoffier, French chef, restaurateur, and culinary genius who advised, "Gardez le simple et pur et ne jamais mélanger les macaronis au Cheeto," which roughly translated means, keep it simple and don't add mac and Cheetos to your menu. Okay, it wasn't Escoffier, but he might have said it if he had seen the trends in fast food we saw back in February 2016. It was clear as fine crystal that consumers were looking for basic last-century fast food, resulting in successful brands like Shake Shack, Panera, and Five Guys Burgers and Fries that ended up on the top of brand keys and customers' lists. As these metrics are leading indicators of same-store sales, meaning diner visits, and profitability, meaning, well, money, that should have been that. But some brands just aren't able to fight their inner demons. And you know what they say about that. If you don't deal with your demons, they ultimately deal with you. And that always hurts.
Burger King moves back to the old neighborhood. Expectations move at the speed of the consumer. They never diminish. They only increase. And they increase all the time. Over the past decade, consumer expectations have increased at a rate of 22% a year. Brands, on average, only manage to keep up about 7%, so there's always a pretty significant gap between what consumers expect and what brands deliver. Brands that deliver best are always the category leaders. Accompanying those increased expectations are value shifts. And when value shifts reach critical mass, the marketing version of astronomical accretion takes place. Instead of planets, new categories are formed. And when that happens, brands have to decide who they are and whether and where they're going to live, in the newly created category or their old category. Think about how fast food, you remember, basic inexpensive burgers, fries, and soft drinks, the holy trinity of fast food, salt, fat, and sugar, live contentedly in fast food land. Those brands watched as parts of their neighborhood gentrified into the customization community, health-conscious heights, gluten-free gulch, casual city and its suburbs, fast casual county, salad street, and anti-antibiotic avenue. Then some of the fast food brands tried to move into all these neighborhoods. The leader of that emigration was McDonald's, a brand recently using customization and kale to help determine where they were going to end up living. They were quickly followed by some of the other then leading traditional older fast food brands like the currently were more natural Wendy's and younger brands like Chick-fil-A. Burger King was one of the granddaddies of traditional fast food brands. They yearned to move into other higher-end neighborhoods, too. It took a few years of unsuccessful moves involving overstuffed menus, apple cranberry salads, wraps, healthy potatoes, and forays into areas like smoothies, flavored coffees, and lattes to convince them to move back to their old neighborhood in fast food land, where consumers' expectations-based zoning regulations actually encouraged flame-grilled burgers, fries, and, now, hot dogs, eschewing any high-end, low-calorie modifications to the brand. Smart move? Well, when we looked at the fast food category in our 2016 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index, we saw a couple of notable shifts. The list of fast food brands had gotten longer, and the names consumers had added were those of, well, basic last-century fast food brands. An expanded list of brands is something that only happens when consumers are looking for something to satisfy the hunger for what they really want that current brands aren't delivering. So while the addition of more basic fast food brands to that decision set, including Jack in the Box, In-N-Out Burger, Whataburger, and Carl's Jr., see a pattern here, may not make competing any easier for the rest of the brands, it's a pretty good roadmap as to the best place for a brand like Burger King to live.
What happened? Burger King couldn't help themselves. They had the basics down, were doing pretty well, and then couldn't resist listening to their inner demons. They veered away from the basics and introduced Mac and Cheetos, one of the most talked about food items in fast food history. The company reported that item earned them 3.2 billion impressions, making it one of the most covered product launches in the brand's history. But as we've often pointed out, les impressions ne se traduisent pas en vain. Sorry, impressions do not translate into sales. And they didn't translate to sales. Burger King slipped on a year-over-year basis, which is what comes from taking your eye off brand basics and listening to demons. If you're not going to listen to us, how about a contemporary chef, Gordon Ramsay? He'll tell you, "Oi, keep it simple, you miserable wee git!"